This week, Brian Sicknick will lie in honor in the rotunda at the United States Capitol. Sicknick was the Capitol police officer who died from his injuries after being assaulted during the January 6th insurrection.
Since then, his colleagues and his friends have contributed to a website remembering the 12-year veteran of the Capitol Police, including former officer Jason Sochimel.
He had a quiet dignity about him.
Sochimel and Sicknick trained together.
He's been one of those people in law enforcement who are not in there for power, and they're not in there for any other ulterior motive. He never wanted to hurt anyone and was very careful about that in training as well during our drills, that he wasn't overly aggressive, but very much the kind of police officer that every officer should aspire to be.
He also was a veteran of the New Jersey Air National Guard.
Service to him was everything. Made a huge impact on everybody around him.
Chief Master Sergeant Lance Endy was deployed overseas with Sicknick and spoke with CBS New York.
Brian always had a smile on his face, whether we were putting in 18-hour days, dirty, tired, obviously cold. Brian always had a joke. He always had, you know, a pat on somebody's back to raise up their spirits.
Lawmakers and colleagues will pay their respects when his casket arrives at the Capitol tonight. And then on Wednesday, there will be a congressional tribute to the fallen officer. In a joint statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, quote, "His sacrifice reminds us every day of our obligation to our country and to the people we serve."
He will be buried among generations of Americans who've given their lives at Arlington National Cemetery.